Okay, good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
今日嘅主题咧，咁我就摆咗出嚟啦，
So I put the theme of today's sermon on the PPT.
就系从没有益处到对人有益处。
And it's from useless to useful.
咁我哋咧就开始之前一齐祷告先啦。
Let's begin with a prayer.
我哋嘅 Yahweh 父神，
Our loving Heavenly Father, Yahweh.
感谢你，借到让弟兄姊妹朋友，喺落住雨嘅情况下，都平安嚟到教会。
Want to thank you, despite the rain, that you have safely brought sisters and friends to the church.
亦都感谢你啦，亦都系系啦，俾我啦，都可以喺腓利门书上面。都可以有你嘅话语去充满我。
And I also give you thanks because through studying the book of Philemon, you fill me with your word.
因为我都好深深知道如果唔系有你嘅话语其实我真系亦都冇嘢可以同大家分享。
Because I understand if not for your words, there's nothing for me to share with everyone.
都愿你都系去准备大家嘅心真系都能够喺今日嘅信息里面可以去听到你嘅话语。
I ask that you prepare everyone's heart so they may receive from your word today.
亦都求你去看顾我哋中间身体有唔舒服嘅亦都让我哋能够有精神有你嘅恩典去让我哋。系咯，都能够去专心去听你嘅话语。
I also pray for those who are physically not well among us. We pray you will sustain them so they may still have the energy and focus. To worship today.
都去同心嘅去献上呢个祷告，感谢你垂听，阿门。
Yeah, we offer our prayer together to you, and please hear our prayers. Amen.
咁开始嘅时候咧，咁当父母啦要为你哋嘅仔女改名嘅时候咧，通常咧我估啦都会包含住一啲嘅期望同祝福嘅。
When parents name their children, the name usually reflects their hopes and blessings from, for them.
咁我嘅细路咧最近咧都做咗3位小朋友嘅爸爸。
My younger brother recently became a father of three.
原本咧，佢已经有一个嘅小朋友噶啦。
He already had one child.
咁喺啱啱过去嘅11月啦，咁佢屋企咧又新添咗2位新成员。
And in November, his family welcomed two new members.
因为咧呢一次咧系一对孖胎，而两个咧都系男仔嚟嘅。
It was a pair of twins, both boys.
咁我就访问佢啦，呢对孖仔叫咩名咧？
I asked him, "What are the twins' name?"
咁哥哥咧就叫做 Renus，
The older brother is named Renus,
系啦，系海洋嘅意思。
which means ocean.
细佬咧就叫 Lucas，
And the younger brother is named Lucas,
意思咧就系带嚟光明，即系带嚟太阳嘅光明。
meaning bringer of light.
咁我就觉得，诶，都几有意思哦。
I found this quite interesting.
咁当我听到呢一两兄弟嘅名嘅时候咧。心里面咧都怀住对佢哋嘅祝福，
When I heard the names of these two brothers, I wished them well in my heart.
希望咧哥哥 Venus 嘅心智啦，同埋眼界都可以宽广如好似海洋咁样。
I hope that the older brother, Renus, will have a heart and vision as vast as the ocean.
亦都希望细佬 Lucas 嘅生命咧都能够为人带嚟希望同埋快乐。
And I hope the younger brother, Lucas, will bring hope and joy to people around him through his life.
咁今日咧，我哋就会有多啲嘅时间去睇下腓利门书，都提咗好多次嘅一个人物，就系亚尼西姆。
Today we'll spend some time to look into the person named Onesimus. Who is found in the book of Philemon?
亚尼西姆呢个名有啲咩意思咧？
So what does the name Onesimus mean?
咁我哋可以睇下腓利门书嘅第十节先。
Let us take a look at Philemon verse 10.
系啦，咁同样啦，如果大家有圣经咧，都可以揭开你哋嘅圣经，咁可以睇清楚啲成卷书。
And I encourage you, if you have a Bible with you, and please turn to Philemon so you can have a clear understanding of the sermon.
咁我读出腓利门书嘅第十节，就是为我在捆锁中所生的儿子阿尼西姆求你。
Philemon verse 10, I appeal to you for my child Onesimus, whose father I became in my imprisonment.
在中文的和合本呢，我们会见到阿尼西姆的名字后面呢有一个括号的。
In the Chinese Union version, we see after the name Onesimus, there's a parenthesis explaining its meaning.
就介绍了阿尼西姆这个名字的意思。那就是呢阿尼西姆的名字的意思呢，就是有益处的意思了。
And the name Onesimus means useful or beneficial.
不知道阿尼西姆的父母呢为他改这个名字的时候是有什么的想法的呢？
I wonder what Onesimus' parents were thinking when they gave him this name.
当然呢我们就不知道啦，因为呢圣经就没有记载下来。
Of course, we cannot know for certain because it's not recorded in the Bible.
但是按常理去想呢，阿尼西姆的名字是有益处的意思。
But logically speaking, since Onesimus' name means useful or beneficial,
那会不会阿尼西姆的父母呢都希望他能够成为一个对人有益处的人，一个有用的人呢？
It could be that his parents hope that he will become someone who is beneficial and useful to others.
那似乎这个估计都挺有可能哦。
So this seems to be a reasonable assumption, isn't it?
起码我们应该不会是相反，他爸爸妈妈希望他成为一个没用的人的。
At least we know for certain his parents would not mean the opposite, like hoping him to be a useless person.
那我们呢就来看看啦，那究竟阿尼西姆的生命呢，他经历了什么呢？
Let's look at what Onesimus experienced in his life.
那我们今天呢就可以集中看看八至到十六节啦。
We will focus on verse 8 to 16 today.
那我就为大家读出。我虽然靠着基督能放胆吩咐你合宜的事，然而像我这有年纪的保罗，现在又是为基督耶稣被囚的，宁可凭着爱心求你，就是为我在捆锁中所生的儿子阿尼西姆求你。他从前与你没有益处，但如今与你我都有益处。我现在打发他亲自回你那里去，他是我心上的人，我本来有意将他留下，在我为福音所受的捆锁中替你伺候我，但不知道你的意思，我就不愿意这样行，叫你的善行不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。他暂时好，下一页先，他暂时离开你，或者是叫你永远得着他，不再是奴仆，乃是高过奴仆，是亲爱的兄弟，在我实在是如此，何况在你呢？这也不推是按肉体说，是按主说。
Philemon verse 8 to 16. Accordingly, though I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do what is required, yet for love's sake, I prefer to appeal to you. I, Paul, an old man, and now a prisoner also for Christ Jesus. I appeal to you for my child, Onesimus, whose father I became in my imprisonment. Formerly, he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful to you and to me. I am sending him back to you, sending my very heart. I would have been glad to keep him with me, in order that he might serve me on your behalf during my imprisonment for the gospel. But I prefer to do nothing without your consent, in order that your goodness might not be by compulsion, but of your own accord. For this perhaps is why he was parted from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer as a bondservant, but more than a bondservant, as a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in flesh and in the Lord.
对了，那这段经文呢，就很丰富的。 之后咧，Ficky 同我咧仍然会继续从唔同嘅角度啦去睇呢一段嘅经文。
So this is a very rich passage. In the coming days, Vicky and I will continue to look at it from different angles.
系啦，咁今日咧，我哋就集中咗喺11节先。
Today, let's focus on verse 11.
咁我再读一次啦，11节就系、是、他从前与你没有益处，但如今与你我都有益处。
So let me read to you verse 11 once again. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful to you and to me.
虽然咧，亚历西姆嘅名咧嘅意思系有益处嘅意思。
Although Onesimus' name means useful and beneficial.
但系咧，佢喺未遇到保罗之前，佢系咪一个对人有益处嘅人咧？
Was he a person who was beneficial to others before he met Paul?
似乎咧喺十一节我哋都知道啦。
From verse 11, we can see the answer.
系啦，亚历西姆咧，从前与你没有益处。
Because we read there, Onesimus was formerly useless to you.
咁呢度嘅你咧，就系指腓利门啦。咁即系话咧，亚历西姆之前对腓利门咧系没有益处嘅。
So the you here refers to Philemon. That is to say, Onesimus was previously useless to Philemon.
点解咧
？Why？
相信大家都知啦，亚历西姆咧原本系腓利门嘅奴隶嚟嘅。
I believe you know the answer. Onesimus was originally Philemon's slave.
但系咧，佢就喺腓利门嗰度偷走出嚟啦。造成腓利门喺财务上嘅损失。
But he ran away from Philemon, causing Philemon financial loss.
咁而家亚历西姆有啲咩转变咧
？So what transformation has occurred in Onesimus now?
保罗咧喺十一节咧就形容亚历西姆如今与你我都有益处。
Paul describes in verse 11 that Onesimus is now indeed useful to you and to me.
亚历西姆咧系点样成为一个对人有益处嘅人咧
？How did Onesimus become a useful and beneficial person？
当亚历西姆咧遇到保罗之后，佢就认识神，亦都悔改归向神。
When Onesimus met Paul, he came to know God, repented and turned to God.
神咧就改变佢，从一个冇用嘅奴隶转变成为一个属灵上嘅新人。
God changed him from a useless slave into a new person，
而且咧，佢喺福音事工上面咧，对保罗都好有帮助。
Moreover, he was a great help to Paul in his gospel ministry。
系保罗咧喺罗马被软禁期间咧，一位好好嘅助手嚟嘅。
And he was a great assistant to Paul during his house arrest in Rome。
以前咧就系腓利门去帮助保罗嘅福音事工啦，去辅助佢。
Previously, it was Philemon who helped and supported Paul's gospel ministry。
咁但系而家咧就系亚尼西姆去帮助保罗嘅福音事工，喺保罗被软禁期间咧去辅助佢。
Now it is Onesimus helping Paul's ministry and supporting him during his house arrest。
咁我哋可以再睇一节经文啦。
So let's look at another verse。
哥罗西书四章九节系咁样讲嘅。
In Colossians chapter 4:9，
我又打发一位亲爱忠心的兄弟亚尼西姆同去，他也是你们那里的人，他们要把这里一切的事都告诉你们。
Colossians chapter 4 verse 9, and with him Onesimus, our faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they will tell you of everything that has taken place here.
是了，亚尼西姆的名字又出现了。
Here we see once again the name Onesimus appears.
保罗呢在写哥罗西书期间，他仍然是被软禁在罗马的。
While writing the letters to the Colossians, Paul was still under house arrest in Rome.
他写的这封哥罗西书信呢，就是一位弟兄叫做推基古去帮保罗送信去哥罗西这个地方的。
The letter to the Colossians was delivered to the Colossi by the brother Tychicus and also Onesimus.
而保罗咧喺四章九节呢度就提到
，And here in chapter 4:9, Paul mentions
佢同时咧亦都打发咗亚尼西姆去同推基古弟兄啦结伴同行去送呢封信嘅。
That is also sending Onesimus to accompany Tychicus on the journey to deliver the letter.
保罗喺呢一度点样形容亚尼西姆咧
？How does Paul describe Onesimus here？
佢形容亚尼西姆系忠心嘅。
He described him as faithful.
简单嚟讲咧，就系值得信任、信实、可靠嘅意思。
Basically, this word means trustworthy, reliable, and dependable.
亚尼西姆咧，以前咧就唔似佢嘅名嘅意思嘅。
Onesimus in the past did not live up to the meaning of his name.
佢唔系一个对人有益处嘅人。
He was not a person beneficial to others.
但系咧，佢而家系名副其实嘅亚尼西姆啦。
But now he is truly living up to being Onesimus.
佢系对人有益处嘅。
He is beneficial to others.
佢而家系一位值得信任、信实、可靠嘅弟兄，系可以被保罗差派去服侍教会嘅。
He is now a trustworthy, faithful, and reliable brother who can be sent by Paul to serve other church.
咁我哋再睇多一节经文啦。
Let us look at another passage.
提摩太后书二章二十至二十一节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 20 to 21.
在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必作贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 20 to 21. Now in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of woods and clay, some for honorable use, some for dishonorable. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work.
在这一节经文呢，用这个字呢，在紫色那个字啦，咁亦都系有益处、有用嘅意思嚟嘅。
Here the word useful, which is in purple, also carries the meaning of being beneficial.
所以亚尼西姆点样成为一个合乎主用、对神对人都有益处嘅人呢
？So how did Onesimus became a vessel fit for the master's use？
佢系咪认识神之后咧，就自动成为一个对人有益处嘅人呢
？Was it automatic that after knowing God, he became a beneficial person.
似乎就不是自动的、哦。
It doesn't seem to be automatic.
提摩太后书这里讲呢，如果我们要成为对人有益处的人，要合乎神去使用。
The passage in 2 Timothy tells us, if we want to become people who are beneficial to others, ready for God's use,
我们首先是必须脱离罪的。
We must first cleanse ourselves from sin.
要保持一个清洁的生命
，and we must take care to maintain a pure life.
咁而清洁的生命咧，系需要保持嘅，就唔系自自然就会有嘅。
A pure life needs to be maintained. It doesn't come automatically.
所以咧，当亚尼西姆悔改归向神之后咧，佢就唔再行以前嘅旧路啦。
After Onesimus repented and turned to God, he no longer walked in his former ways.
佢行上咗一条新嘅路啦。
He embarked on a new path.
他愿意被神去塑造他的生命，脱离旧生命的性情和行事作风。
He was willing to let God shape his life, to be free from the character and conduct of his old life.
于是呢，他就从一个无用的奴隶。
So he was transformed from a useless slave.
无用的奴隶呢，即是说对腓利门没有益处啦，反而带来亏损的奴隶。
One who had been of no benefit to Philemon and had even caused him loss.
转变成为了一位属灵上的新人了。
Into a new person, spiritually speaking.
他不再是罪的奴仆，而是义的奴仆了。
He no longer was a slave of sin, but a slave of righteousness.
他也能够被神去使用，去为其他人带来益处，正如他的名一样。
He was able to be used by God to bring benefit to others,just as his name also implies.
咁接住落嚟咧，我就想藉住另一节，就系腓利门书嘅二十节，咁我哋再睇得深入一啲。
Next, I would like to lead you to ponder Philemon verse 20 deeper.
咁其实上一次咧，我都已经同大家一齐睇过二十节嘅。
Actually, we have looked at verse 20 last time.
但系咧，我发现原来呢一节嘅经文嘅意思咧系好丰富嘅。
But I realized this verse to be quite rich in its meaning.
所以今天我都会跟大家分享两个方面的观察和领受。
So I will share two more observations and insight with you this time.
咁有关第一面咧，系啦，大家咧就可以睇一睇投影片。
Regarding the first observation, let us take a look at the slides.
系啦，咁呢个系第一方面啦。咁就系咧，我哋会见到二十节咧系有一个好有趣嘅句子结构嘅。
Notice in verse 20, there's a very interesting sentence structure.
嗱，咁首先咧，细心嘅弟兄姊妹朋友咧，就会见到喺和合本咧。红色呢一度用嘅咧，原本系得快乐呢一个字嚟嘅。
And talking about the Chinese translation, if brothers and sisters are careful, you will notice the word in
red.
Red was originally to rejoice.
系啦，咁咧呢一个字嘅希腊原文咧，原本咧系得益处嘅意思嚟嘅。
But originally in the Greek text, the word is to obtain benefits.
系啦，咁所以咧，我喺呢一度咧，先将得快乐呢个中文字啦，就换做得益处先。
So I put in Chinese, the correct translation first.
系啦，咁就方便大家可以睇到啦。咁而旁边咧括号嘅英文字母啦，同埋数字咧，就系一个希腊原文嘅编号，系俾咧如果真系有兴趣去查考希腊原文意思嘅弟兄姊妹咧，都多一个参考。
And I put the in brackets next to the words the Greek strong number, as a reference for brothers and sisters who are interested to study this word deeper.
好啦，咁我哋下一步咧就睇下下一张投影片啦。
Let's look at the next slide.
系啦，咁咧，因为呢一个嘅情况咧，系喺中文咧先睇到嘅，咁所以即系中文识中文嘅弟兄姊妹咧，就可以仔细咁睇下。
You can notice it more evidently in Chinese translations. So take a good closer look.
咁但我都会再进一步解释俾大家听啦。
And I will explain further.
咁咧，虽然保罗提摩太当时咧。梗系唔系用中文写信俾腓利门噶啦。
Although Paul and Timothy, of course, were not writing to Philemon in Chinese or in English.
咁但系咧，有时候咧，即使我哋系睇中文嘅译本咧
，Sometimes even when we read the translation of the Bible,
有一啲圣经嘅经文，如果我哋将佢并行咁去睇咧，我哋会有一啲新嘅发现嘅。
We take notes of the parallels in the verse, we can find interesting discoveries.
例如诗篇就有不少这样的平衡句式的表达的。
For example, in Psalms, many Psalms use such parallel structures.
那回到二十节这里了。
Coming back to verse 20.
那我们会见到得益处和得畅快其实是有关系的。
We can observe that be refreshed and obtain benefits are related.
佢哋咧唔系独立冇关系嘅。
They are not independent or unrelated.
虽然咧，我哋都按紧唔同嘅主题角度去睇呢一卷腓利门书。
Although we are currently examining Philemon from different themes and angles,
但系咧，希望大家咧就唔好觉得呢啲主题咧系独立啦，系互相冇关系嘅。
And I hope you won't feel these themes are isolated or unrelated to one another.
咁上一次咧，我嘅讲道咧就有一个好简单直接嘅焦点，就系点样做一个使人畅快嘅人。
In my previous sermon, there was a simple and direct focus, which was how to be a person who refreshes others.
咁既然使人得益处同使人畅快系有关系嘅，咁两者之间有咩关系咧
？If we realize benefiting others and refreshing others are related.What then is the relationship between the two?
咩系使人得益处咧
？What does benefiting others mean?
我睇到嘅咧就系使人得益处咧系离唔开我哋嘅生命咧能唔能够去俾我哋身边嘅人带嚟呢一份畅快嘅
？What I see is that benefiting others is inseparable from whether our lives can bring refreshments to those around us.
如果咧我哋所做嘅咧唔能够使人畅快咧。其实我哋亦都唔能够使到对方系得到益处嘅。
If what we do does not refresh others, we cannot truly be beneficial to them either.
咁咧就同大家分享一个我同我妈妈相处嘅例子啦。
I would like to share with you an example from my relationship with my mother.
咁喺某一年咧，我嘅妈妈身佢嘅身体咧就出现咗一啲问题。
So there was a period of time when my mom encountered some health issues.
系啦，咁对于我妈妈嚟讲咧，医生咧就一下子开咗好多药俾佢啦，咁佢就觉得好难接受。
For her, it was very difficult to accept that the doctor prescribed so many different medications for her all at once.
咁一方面咧，对于我嚟讲咧，陪咗我妈妈去复诊之后咧，我听到医生解释点解佢要开始食呢啲药咧，我都有啲紧张佢嘅身体。
After accompanying her to the follow-up appointments and hearing the doctor explain why she needed to start taking these medications, I became quite concerned about her health.
咁另一方面咧，我都冇去体谅我嘅妈妈，就系佢突然要喺佢年纪唔系好大嘅时候咧，佢嘅饮食习惯都要调整。
On the other hand, I failed to empathize with the fact that at an age that wasn't very advanced, she suddenly had to adjust her eating habits and take multiple medications every day.
嗯，系啦，咁佢就每日都要食好多药啦，咁而佢咧其实系需要时间去接受嘅。
And it would take time for her to come to terms with it.
咁你哋知唔知咧？我当时咧点样做咧？
Have a guess what I did back then?
咁我咧当时咧就见到我嘅妈妈啦，唔系咁想食呢啲药。
At that time, I noticed that my mother was reluctant to take the medications.
因为咧佢仍然未接受到咧，一下子每一日咧都要食咁多种嘅药。
Because he hadn't yet accepted the idea of having to take so many pills daily.
咁但系咧，我又担心如果佢唔食药嘅话咧，情况只会越嚟越差喎。
I was worried that if she didn't take those pills, her condition would only worsen.
咁我希望咧自己咧可以了解多啲关于妈妈而家嘅身体情况。
I wanted to understand more about her health situation, at that time.
咁我亦都希望咧可以帮助我嘅妈妈可以了解多啲。
And I also hope my mother could understand her own health condition better.
所以咧，我特登咧就去买咗呢本书，一本书，而呢本书咧又有文字又有图画嘅。
So I brought I bought a book, one that had both text and illustrations.
咁对于妈妈嚟讲咧，应该会容易啲睇得明啦。
So I hope that it will be easier to follow for my mother.
系啦，甚至咧，我就打开呢本书啦，解释俾我妈妈听咧，点解食药咧系好重要嘅。
I even used the book to show my mother let her know why it is so important to take pills.
咁而且咧，当我见到我妈妈咧食一啲佢要戒口嘅嘢嘅时候咧，咁我就会提醒佢：你唔可以食咁多呢一样嘢噶，你应该食多啲呢一样嘢。
Moreover, whenever I saw her eating something she was supposed to avoid, I would remind her: you really shouldn't eat so much of this, but you should eat more of that instead.
咁你哋觉得我关唔关心我嘅妈妈咧？
Do you think I was concerned or do I care about my mother?
嗯，都好有人点头。
So many people nodded.
咁我当时咧都觉得我几关心我妈妈噶。
At that time, I felt that I really cared about my mother.
咁我可以做嘅都做咗啦。
And I had done everything I could.
咁但系咧有一次咧，当我又提醒妈妈咧要准时食药嘅时候咧
，But one time when I again reminded her to take her medicine.
佢当时咧心情就唔系咁好，就同我讲
，She was not in a very good mood and said to me,
呢样你又要管，嗰样你又要管。
She said, "You want to micromanage this and you want to micromanage that."
咁慢慢咧，系神俾我见到咧，我以为咧我系识得点样去爱我嘅妈妈啦。
Gradually, God helped me see that, although I thought I knew how to love my mother,
但其实我系唔识嘅。
In fact, I didn't.
即是当时咧，我已经系一个基督徒啦。
Even though I was already a Christian then,
但系咧，我仍然系唔识咧，去以合乎神心意嘅爱咧，去爱我嘅妈妈嘅。
I still did not know how to love my mother with a love that aligns with God's heart.
咁最后咧，我带俾佢咧，只系压力啫，佢亦都感受唔到我嘅爱同关心。
And in the end, what I brought her was only pressure, so she could not feel my love and concern.
咁后嚟咧，我就同牧师倾起同妈妈嘅关系啦。
Later, I talked with my pastor about my relationship with my mother.
牧师咧就提醒我，除咗要关心妈妈嘅身体咧，亦都要关心佢嘅属灵生命。
My pastor reminded me that besides caring for my mother's physical health, I should also care for her spiritual life.
咁之后咧，我就尝试调整自己啦。
After that, I try to adjust myself.
咁如果我要关心妈妈嘅属灵生命咧，咁我就唔可以净系定睛喺佢身体嘅毛病。
If I wish to care for my mother's spiritual life, I couldn't just focus on her physical issues.
我就要按住圣经嘅教导去做啦。
I needed to act according to the Bible's teaching.
圣经咧教导我咧系要尊敬父母，咁所以咧其实我系唔应该用一啲教导嘅语气咧去教我妈妈应该点样做嘅。
Bible teaches me to respect my parents. I shouldn't use a teaching tone to instruct my mother on what to do.
呢个就唔系神喜悦嘅态度嚟嘅。
That is not an attitude which is pleasing to God.
而且咧，我都学习去观察我妈妈嘅需要。
Furthermore, I learned to observe my mother's needs.
我先发现咧，原来我妈妈咧系需要时间去接受整个生活啦、饮食习惯嘅改变嘅。
I then realized that my mother needed time to accept the changes in her entire lifestyle and dietary habits.
佢系需要我去体谅佢咧，佢偶然仍然会想放松一下，食佢要戒口嘅嘢嘅。
She needed my understanding that she still wanted to occasionally relax and enjoy the foods she should avoid.
所以咧，之后咧，每个月啦，我都会抽时间咧，同妈妈咧去香港嘅广式酒楼。
So every month I would make time to go with my mother to a Cantonese style tea house
就同佢一齐食佢中意嘅点心啦，饮下茶啦，倾下偈。
to have some dim sum she likes with her and drink tea and chat.
咁亦都会同佢分享一下教会里面嘅事情。
And also to share things about the church with her.
因为咧有啲导师啦、弟兄姊妹咧，佢都见过嘅。
Because at that time she had met some of the church leaders and brothers and sisters.
咁过咗一段时间之后，
After some time,
我嘅妈妈咧就开始多啲咧同我分享佢心里面嘅嘢啦。
my mother began to share more about what's on her heart.
我就可以咧去学习去分担佢心里面担心嘅事情。
I then was able to learn to bear her burdens, to share her burdens together with her,
而唔系将重担去加俾佢，
rather than adding more burdens to her.
咁妈妈咧都慢慢咧愿意同我一齐祷告啦，将佢心里面嘅重担去交俾神。
My mother also gradually became more willing to pray with me, entrusting the burdens to God.
使人得益处咧，系离唔开我哋嘅生命，能唔能够去为我哋身边嘅人去带嚟呢份畅快嘅？
Benefiting others is inseparable from whether our lives can bring refreshments to those around us.
可以咁样讲，喺20节咧，我哋见到呢一度嘅益处咧，第一个层面嘅意思系属灵上嘅益处嘅意思。
In verse 20, we see that the first layer of meaning of benefits here refers to spiritual benefit.
正如咧，亚尼西姆从一个无用嘅奴隶转变成为咗一个新人。
Just as Onesimus transformed from a useless slave into a new creation,
佢喺福音嘅事工上对保罗好有帮助。
he became very helpful to Paul in gospel ministry.
亚尼西姆咧，而家已经成为咗一个能够将属灵嘅益处带俾人嘅人啦。
Onesimus had now become a person capable of bringing spiritual benefits to others.
接住落嚟咧，我哋就睇下20节另一处有丰富含义嘅地方。
Next, let us look at another observation in verse 20, which is rich in meaning.
咁呢个地方咧，系中文同埋英文嘅译本咧，都睇唔到嘅。呢一个巧妙嘅用法咧，只系能够喺希腊文上面睇到嘅啫。
This aspect is not visible in Chinese or English translation of the Bible. This clever usage can only be seen in the Greek original text.
咁我哋睇一睇投影片。
So let us look at the slide.
咁我喺呢度咧，就将红色啦、得益处啊呢、这个字啦，我就换咗紫色嘅呢一个字咧，就系亚尼西姆。咁我将佢即系上下去俾大家睇得清楚啲。
So I replace in the second line the red words want some benefits with the name Onesimus so you can make a closer observation.
咁呢一度咧，其实保罗咧系语带相关嘅。
Here Paul is using a pun.
佢咧既然佢既系对腓利门讲，希望你使我得着益处。
He's saying to Philemon, I want some benefits.
但同時呢,其實佢都表達緊另一個意思,就是希望你使我得著亞歷西姆。
While at the same time expressing another meaning, he's saying, I want to obtain Onesimus.
唔知大家又睇唔睇到呢?
Can everyone see that?
咁等我解釋俾大家去明白多啲。So
allow me to explain to you further.
咁保羅呢就用咗一個文字遊戲嘅方法,英文就係wordplay。
Here Paul uses a wordplay method
係啦, 咁去表達呢一個豐富嘅含義嘅。
to express a deeper meaning, a richer meaning.
係啦, 大家見到紅色同紫色呢兩個字呢, 其實呢,喺原文編號上面呢,係幾接近嘅, 就是一個係3685啦, 一個就係3682。
So the word in red and the word in purple are closely related. So one is G3685 and the other is G3682.
咁原來呢,亞尼西姆呢,係一個名字嘅譯音啦。
So Onesimus is a transliteration of a name.
佢呢,係一個名詞。 但係呢,其實佢係源於得益處呢個動詞嘅。
So it's a noun derived from the verb to benefit.
咁所以呢,簡單嚟講啦,使我得益處呢,同使我得著阿尼西姆呢,喺希臘文上面,字根同埋語音上呢,佢哋都係緊密相連嘅。So
to benefit and Onesimus are closely connected in Greek roots and sounds.
咁而保羅呢,喺20節呢一度呢, 其實是刻意去用了希臘文這兩個字去帶出與大相關的一個表達。
Here Paul is deliberately creating a pun with these two Greek words.
他就很巧妙地將得著益處和得著亞尼西姆的意思結合在一起。
He ingeniously combines the idea of gaining a benefit with the act of gaining Onesimus.
所以在20節我們看到當腓利門書提到益處的時候,
therefore, in verse 20, we see that when Philemon mentions benefits,
除了是指住屬靈上的益處的意思呢, 其實都有另一個層面的意思, 就是得著亞尼西姆這一位弟兄了。Besides
referring to gaining spiritual benefits, there is another layer of meaning, which is gaining the brother Onesimus.
那什麼是得著亞尼西姆這位弟兄呢?
However, what does gaining the brother Onesimus mean?
剛才提到亞尼西姆遇到保羅之後,他已經悔改歸向神了。As
mentioned earlier, after Onesimus met Paul, he had repented and turned to God.
他從一個無用的奴隸轉變成為一個屬靈上的新人。He
was transformed from a useless slave into a new creation spiritually.
在福音事工上對保羅很有幫助。He
became very helpful to Paul in gospel ministry.
而保羅在13至14節, 提到什麼呢?
So what does Paul mention in verse 13 and 14?
我讀出13至14節, 我本來有意將他留下, 在我為福音所受的捆鎖中, 替你侍候我, 但不知道你的意思, 我就不願意這樣行, 叫你的善行不是出於勉強, 乃是出於甘心。
Verse 13, I would have been glad to keep him with me, in order that he might serve me on your behalf during my imprisonment for the gospel. But I prefer to do nothing without your consent in order that your goodness might not be by compulsion, but of your own accord.
腓利門是保羅的同工來的。Philemon
was Paul's co-worker.
以前就是腓利門去幫助保羅的福音事工,去輔助他。Previously,
it was Philemon who helped and supported Paul's gospel ministry.
但現在卻是亞尼西姆留在保羅的身邊,去輔助保羅和幫助他所做的福音事工。Now
it's Onesimus by Paul's side, supporting and helping him in his gospel ministry.
但是始終腓利門是亞尼西姆的主人來的。However,
Philemon was still Onesimus' master.
亞尼西姆背叛了腓利門,偷走了。Onesimus
had betrayed Philemon and ran away.
現在亞尼西姆是需要回到腓利門那裡去處理與主人的關係。Now
Onesimus needed to return to Philemon to deal with the relationship with his master.
對於腓利門來說,他是有權利處置回來的亞尼西姆。
For Philemon, he had the right to deal with the returned Onesimus.
喺当时嘅法律上咧，系容许主人咧严厉去处罚啦，甚至处死一啲背叛主人嘅奴隶嘅。
Under the law at that time, masters were allowed to severely punish, even execute slaves who betrayed them.
即使腓利门咧愿意宽恕亚尼西姆，既往不咎啦。
Even if Philemon was willing to forgive Onesimus,
咁但系咧，其实腓利门都有权利咧，将亚尼西姆留喺佢嘅身边，继续去服侍佢嘅。
Philemon also had the right to keep Onesimus by his side to serve him.
因为亚尼西姆原本就系佢屋企嘅奴隶嚟嘅。
Because Onesimus was originally a slave in his household.
咁我哋再睇埋十五、十六节啦。
So let us look at verse 15 and 16.
他暂时离开你，或者是叫你永远得着他，不再是奴仆，乃是高过奴仆，是亲爱的兄弟，在我实在是如此，何况在你呢？
Verse 15, for this perhaps is why he was parted from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer as a bond servant, but more than a bond servant, as a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord.
系啦，虽然而家咧，即使亚尼西姆咧系留喺腓利门身边咧，佢都会系喺属灵上能够帮助腓利门嘅人嚟嘅。
Now, even if Onesimus stayed with Philemon, he would be someone who would help Philemon spiritually.
因为咧，亚尼西姆悔改归信咗基督之后
，because Onesimus repented and believed in Christ.
佢喺基督里面咧就系一个新造嘅人，佢嘅身份咧不再是奴仆。乃是高过奴仆，是亲爱嘅弟兄啦。
In Christ, he is a new creation. His status is no longer just a slave, but more than a slave, a beloved brother.
咁但系咧，保罗当时因为传福音嘅缘故咧，佢系被犹太人迫害同控告嘅。
However, Paul, because of preaching of the gospel, was persecuted and accused by the Jews.
佢而家咧就被软禁喺罗马。
And was now under house arrest in Rome.
同工咧，腓利门咧系未能够嚟到保罗被软禁嘅地方咧，去帮助保罗。
His co-workers at that time, his co-worker Philemon could not come to the place where Paul was under house arrest to help him.
反而咧，系亚尼西姆咧可以继续留喺罗马去帮助保罗。
Instead, it was Onesimus who could stay in Rome to help Paul.
所以咧，保罗喺十三节去表达咧，佢其实系有意思想请亚尼西姆留低，继续去帮助佢嘅。
In verse 13, Paul expresses that he had the desire to ask Onesimus to stay and continue supporting and helping him in the gospel ministry.
咁但系咧，保罗亦都尊重腓利门嘅意思。
But Paul also respected Philemon's will.
保罗咧唔想勉强腓利门。佢想藉住呢一封信咧，去了解一下腓利门嘅意思系点样。
Paul did not want to compel Philemon. He wanted to understand Philemon's thoughts through writing this letter.
不过咧，保罗都好认识佢呢一位亲爱嘅同工腓利门嘅。
However, Paul knew his dear co-worker Philemon very well.
咁正如之前分享过啦，保罗喺二十一节点样讲咧
？As mentioned earlier, what does Paul say in verse 21?
咁我读出二十一节，我写信给你，深信你必信服，知道你所要行的必过于我所说的。
Verse 21, confident of your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I say.
系啦，咁保罗咧，相信腓利门咧，唔单止会原谅同宽恕亚尼西姆。
Paul believed that Philemon would not only forgive Onesimus,
甚至咧会愿意释放亚尼西姆成为一个自由人。
But would even be willing to release Onesimus as a free man.
佢唔再系腓利门嘅奴隶啦。
No longer being no longer being Philemon's slave.
系啦，所以咧，保罗喺十五节就系咁样讲啦。
So Paul says in verse 15,
亚尼西姆，他暂时离开你，或者是叫你永远得着他，不再是奴仆。乃是高过奴仆，是亲爱的兄弟。
He, referring to Onesimus, was parted from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer as a bond servant, but more than a bond servant, as a beloved brother.
咁所以咧，假设腓利门真系好似保罗嘅预计咁样
Assuming Philemon indeed acted as Paul anticipated,
腓利門呢,是願意寬恕和接納亞尼西姆的話,
forgiving and accepting Onesimus.
第一,腓利門呢,已經是得著一位好的弟兄了。First,
Philemon would already be gaining a good brother.
但是呢,亦都不是只是這樣的。保羅在20節呢,再巧妙地去表達了另一個層面的意思。But
not only that, what is Paul subtly expressing through his word choice in verse 20?
所以第二個層面呢,就是保羅更加向腓利門去暗示和表達。
Secondly, Paul is hinting and expressing to Philemon.
保羅呢是好渴望亞尼西姆呢能夠以自由身返返去保羅嗰度繼續去協助佢嘅福音事工嘅。Paul
greatly desires that Onesimus could return to him as a free man to continue to assist Paul in his gospel ministry.
咁保羅呢就得著亞尼西姆啦。This
way Paul would obtain Onesimus.
咁樣呢都係保羅喺20節所講 望你使我在主裏因你得益處嘅深層意思。
So this is also the deeper meaning of what Paul says in verse 20. I want some benefit from you in the Lord, obtaining the brother Onesimus.
係啦,呢個益處呢就是得著亞尼西姆呢位弟兄啦。So
what he is referring to as the benefit is obtaining the brother Onesimus.
對於保羅來講呢, 就是得着益处的意思,因为亚尼西姆是对福音事工带来属灵上的益处。To
Paul, obtaining Onesimus means obtaining benefit, because Onesimus could bring spiritual benefit to the gospel work.
不知道大家去到这里会不会心里面有个问题?
I wonder, coming to this point, do you have a question in your heart?
虽然保罗看重的是属灵上的益处啦,
although Paul values spiritual benefits,
但他想亚尼西姆可以参与在福音事工上, 那保罗是不是都有考虑他自己的益处呢?
And he wants Onesimus to participate in the gospel ministry. However, is Paul also concerned about his own benefits?
他会不会都有私心呢?
Does he have selfish motives?
他想留下亚尼西姆做他的助手呢?
Wanting Onesimus to become his assistant.
咁呢,等一下我會再返返嚟呢一點嘅。So
in a moment I will come back to this point.
咁我首先呢,想分享一個小個時候嘅一個片段。I
would like to share with you first a story during my childhood.
以前呢,喺暑假嘅時候呢,咁我就會同我嘅表姐啦,表妹呢,一起玩嘅。During
summer vacations, I used to play with my cousins.
咁有一年嘅暑假啦,咁嗰陣時我應該讀緊小學嘅。
One summer, at that time I was in primary school.
咁我嘅媽媽呢就買咗幾條手鏈送俾我哋三,即係我啦,再加埋我表姐同我表妹,我哋三個.
My mother brought several bracelets, three of them, to give them to us, myself and my two cousins.
咁等我哋呢每個人呢揀一條我哋鍾意嘅.
And she let us each choose one of the bracelets.
咁當時呢,我表姐揀咗嘅嗰條手鏈呢,係我唔鍾意嘅顏色嚟嘅。The
bracelet my older cousin chose at that time was a color I didn't like.
咁但呢,之後呢,佢就同我講。However,
afterwards, she told me,
點解佢鍾意呢條手鏈啦,同埋點解呢,佢覺得呢條手鏈好特別,好靚喎。Why
she liked this bracelet, and why she thought it was special and beautiful.
咁本來呢,我就完全唔鍾意呢條手鏈嘅。
Originally, I didn't like this bracelet at all.
但他說完之後,我就不知為何有些妒忌他。But
after she said that, I felt somehow jealous of her.
有一次,我們就好像現在主一學的小朋友一樣,我們就追來追去在玩。While
we were chasing each other and playing,
我有一下就捉住了他的手腕。At
one moment, I grabbed her wrists.
意外地就將佢呢條新嘅手鏈就整斷咗啦。And
accidentally broke her new bracelet.
咁點解我會記到而家呢?
Why do I remember this incident until now?
咁從細嚟講呢,無論我嘅父母啦,我嘅親人呢都覺得我係乖乖女嚟嘅。Since
childhood, my parents and my relatives thought I was a good obedient child.
連我自己都係咁樣相信嘅。I
also believe that too.
咁但係呢件事發生之後呢, 我就都有啲驚訝, 就係, 点解我会嗰下会捉住我表姐嘅手腕去整断佢条手链嘅咧
？But after this incident, I was also surprised. Why did I break my cousin's bracelet？
咁当我大个咗之后咧，咁我就慢慢明白到咧，人性系有一个特点嘅。
As I grew up, I gradually understood a characteristic of human nature.
当我哋见到别人得到益处嘅时候咧
，When we see others benefiting。
咁我哋嘅眼光咧，总要咧都要望一望翻自己。
Our point of view always turns back to ourselves。
就系咁，我咧
，We ask, what about me？
我能唔能够得到益处咧
？Can I also get benefits？
如果我得唔到益处咧，我就唔开心啦。
If I don't get benefits, then I am unhappy。
咁所以咧，翻翻去保罗身上咯。
Returning to Paul。
保罗咧系点样睇佢自己嘅益处嘅咧
？How does Paul view his own benefits？
Vicky 姊妹咧上次就提到哥林多前书十三章。
Vicky sister Vicky mentioned 1 Corinthians chapter 13 last time。
系啊，大家都背得好好。
And I believe you have memorized it well。
咁咧，保罗嘅生命咧 ，Vicky 系提到咧，就系佢系不求自己嘅益处嘅。
And she mentioned Paul's life is one that does not seek its own benefits.
所以咧，保罗咧就唔会好似我啱啱呢一个例子咁啦。
So Paul is not like my example just now.
佢咧系唔会为咗自己嘅益处咧去使人去亏损嘅。
He wouldn't cause loss to others for his own benefits.
佢亦都唔会勉强腓利门咧要去释放亚尼西姆成为自由人噶。
He wouldn't compel Philemon to release Onesimus as a free man.
因为咧，保罗嘅价值观咧系被神去扭转咗啦。
Because Paul's values were transformed by God.
只要腓利门同亚尼西姆能够得到益处咧，保罗就认为佢自己都得到益处啦。
As long as Philemon and Onesimus benefit, Paul considered himself to have benefited.
呢个咧就系保罗嘅属灵身量啦。
This is Paul's spiritual stature.
咁腓利门点样得到咧益处咧
？How does Philemon benefit?
腓利门咧就唔单止愿意宽恕亚尼西姆啦，甚至愿意释放亚尼西姆成为一个自由人嘅话咧。
If Philemon not only is willing to forgive Onesimus, but even willing to release him as a free man，
咁亚尼西姆咧就可以被神去使用，去参与喺神嘅国嘅工作。
Then Onesimus will be allowed to be used by God and participate in the work of God's kingdom。
相信咧，腓利门咧系会。即系得到神嘅喜悦啦，亦都会得到天上嘅赏赐嘅。
This way, surely Philemon will receive heavenly reward.
咁而咧，为到咁样咧，保罗咧系会替佢呢一位亲爱嘅同工腓利门咧感到欢喜快乐。
For this, Paul rejoices and is happy for his dear coworker Philemon.
咁亚尼西姆又点样得着益处咧
？How does Onesimus benefit?
佢咧被神塑造成为一个合用嘅器皿。
He was transformed by God into a useful vessel.
佢而家能够自由咁被神去使用去服侍教会。
He will be free to be used by God to serve the church.
而咧，保罗咧系带领亚尼西姆去认识神嘅。
Apostle Paul was the one who led Onesimus to know God.
为到亚尼西姆咧能够得着救恩，能够被神使用咧，保罗咧系会为亚尼西姆去感到欢喜快乐嘅。
For Onesimus to obtain salvation and to be used by God, Paul truly rejoices and is happy for him.
好啦，咁下一个问题啦，咁系咪保罗好蠢咧
？Let us ask the next question. So is Paul foolish?
佢唔求自己嘅益处，咁佢最后会唔会乜都冇咧
？He doesn't seek his own benefit. Does that mean he ended up with nothing?
咁除咗咧，我哋啱啱睇到啦，一个被神去改变。唔求自己益处嘅人咧，其实佢系一个真正爱人如己嘅人嚟嘅。
Besides what we just saw, that a person changed by God who does not seek his own benefit is truly someone who loves his neighbor as himself。
所以咧，对于呢一个人嚟讲咧，别人得益处咧，其实就系自己得益处啦。
So to this person, when others were benefiting, it actually means he himself is also benefiting。
别人得到畅快咧，佢自己都同样得到畅快。
When others are refreshed, he also share in that refreshment.
系咪好奇妙咧
？Isn't that wonderful?
咁另外咧，今次我睇腓利门书啦。
Furthermore, this time when I study Philemon,
我睇到咧，神咧系会使用呢一啲唔求自己益处嘅人嘅。
I perceive that God does use those people who do not seek their own benefit.
点解亚尼西姆咧能够被神去转化为一个真正对人有益处、能够合乎神去使用嘅人呢？
Why was Onesimus able to be transformed by God into a person who truly benefits? Sorry, who is truly beneficial to others?
当亚尼西姆咧接触咗保罗之后咧，保罗咧就带领佢去认识神啦。
When Onesimus came into contact with Paul, Paul led him to know God.
咁而家咧系保罗去被神使用，去为神咧去预备咗呢一个合用嘅器皿。
Paul was used by God to prepare this useful vessel for God to participate in the work of God's kingdom.
呢个合用嘅器皿咧系可以去参与喺神嘅工作嘅，神嘅国嘅工作嘅里面嘅。系啦，咁而保罗咧就系去能够培训出忠心服侍教会嘅下一代基督徒啦。咁可见咧，保罗嘅属灵生命咧系非常成熟嘅。
Paul could train the next generation of Christians who faithfully serve the church. This shows that Paul's spiritual life was very mature.
佢嘅生命咧就系我哋头先睇到嘅一段经文所提到嘅生命，就系提摩太后书嘅二章二十至二十一节啦。
So his life is exactly the life mentioned in 2 Timothy we just saw in chapter 2, verse 20 to 21.
系啦，咁我都再读多呢一段经文一次啦。在大户人家，不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必作贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
Verse 20, now in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use, some for dishonorable. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work.
是的，那保罗的生命呢？正正就系好似呢段经文讲嘅精炼嘅金器咁样嘅生命。
Paul's life is precisely like a refined golden vessel.
佢系经得过试炼，而且咧系站立得稳嘅。
He lived a life that can withstand testing and he stood firm.
将来咧系必会得到生命嘅冠冕啦。
It's also the kind of life that will certainly receive the crown of life in the future.
咁最后咧，我哋嚟到总结啦。
Coming to the conclusion，
今日咧，我哋集中咧去睇亚尼西姆呢一个人物啦。
Today we focus on the character of Onesimus。
我哋见到佢咧系点样成为名副其实嘅亚尼西姆。
We saw how he became truly, a person living up to being Onesimus。
佢俾神去塑造佢嘅生命。
He allowed God to shape his life。
由没有益处。去成为一个对人有益处的人。
To be transformed from being useless to become a person beneficial to others.
可以被神使用去服侍教会，去服侍人。
To be able to be used by God to serve the church and serve people.
在腓利门书这个真实的故事里面，不知道你会想做哪一个角色呢？
In this true story of Philemon, I wonder which role you would like to play.
当最初咧，我哋见到亚尼西姆咧系一个反派嘅角色咧，可能咧会唔会冇人想做呢个角色
？When we first read about Onesimus being a villain character, perhaps no one wants to be this role.
但其实咧，我哋都系亚尼西姆。
Actually, each one of us are is actually Onesimus.
我哋原本咧都系唔可爱嘅人。
Originally, we are unlovable people.
但咧，神去寻找我哋每一位，佢要塑造我哋嘅生命咧，成为金器银器。
But God seeks each one of us. He wants to shape our lives into precious vessel of gold and silver.
佢有呢份大能咧，可以改变我哋嘅生命，去被佢去使用。
He has this great power to transform our lives for His use.
希望咧，我哋都能够明白神对我哋嘅呢份爱。成为咧忠心去回应神嘅亚尼西姆。
I pray we can all understand this love of God that He has for us, and we can become Onesimus who are faithful and responsive to God's calling.
咁今日就去到呢度啦。
So this is my sermon today.
可唔可以请 Pastor Albert 做个结束祷告？
So let us pray.